On Saturday, 31st December 1988, the most exciting era in Irish radio broadcasting reaches an end when the Broadcasting and Wireless Telegraphy Act 1988 comes into force. In order to comply with this legislation, 103.7 KISS FM will close down voluntarily at 6 p.m. on Friday, the 30th of December 1988. KISS FM would like to thank everyone who has made the station possible during 1988, our investors, sponsors, advertisers, and most of all, you, our listeners. We hope that it will not be too long before we can return to play Ulster's best music once more. For the time being, KISS FM must bid you farewell. And at 6 p.m. on Friday, 30th December, we would like you to show your support and wave us farewell at our studio centre in Old Cross Square, Monaghan. If you can't be with us at that time, then please, wherever you are, just sound your car horn. Sound it long and sound it loud. Let the world know how much you will miss your favourite radio station. Be with us at 6 p.m. on Friday, 30th December, 1988, and say farewell to 103.7 KISS FM.
John Friday, he can't sing, he can't play, he looks awful, he'll go a long way.
You can have downtown, you can have the beat, you know what you can do with them and all the rest, cause we're the best, we're Ulster's favourite, KISS FM. On KISS FM, on KISS FM, you're never far from a favourite. Just ring us up, request a song and then sit back and savour it. We're KISS FM, we're KISS FM, the loudest thing in your dial. So lock us on and beat the blues, we're radio with a smile. No matter what the weather, we're always here to make your day. So do yourself a favor and chase those awful blues away.
Hey, is this getting any airplay on DTR?
You can have downtown, you can have the beep. You know what you can do with them and all the rest, cause we're the best, we're Ulster's favorite, KISS FM. On KISS FM, on KISS FM, you're never far from a favorite. Just ring us up, request a song, and then sit back and savor it. No matter what the weather, we're always here to make your day. So do yourself a favor and chase those awful blues away.
Susan Charles, yes. What group did Clyde McFadder join after leaving the Dominoes in 1953?
We know this one, I think, over here on this side.
Is that Platters. My time up?
The Platters.
No.
Drifters.
The Spinners.
He just said the Platters,
the
sorry.
Drifters.
The Drifters. But no points. No. Nick Richards, who,
yeah, I can see that.
Who had her first number one with Sailor in 1961?
Petula Clark.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Sharp and to the point.
Owen Barry.
Yes.
Who was the featured cellist on Andrew Lloyd Webber's Variations album?
I don't know. Yeah, we know this one.
Yes, no,
Julian Lloyd Webber.
Correct.
Porter
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, yeah. And to Dr. Pat.
Easy.
What part of the drum kit did the Swiss company, I'll spell it out, P-A-I-S-T-E, redesign?
Cymbals.
Well, correct, Ed Wright. Oh, he knows his stuff. The score is Owen Barry's team, 125. But Dr. Pat's team are way ahead with 200 points.
We are wicked.
This is not as good as Ask the Family.
This is a nomination category here, and it's a category where the losing team nominates a question on one of the following subjects: geography, history, science and nature, entertainment, art and literature, sports and leisure.
Science and nature.
Science and nature.
Science and nature. Easy.
Science and nature, right, science and nature. Did Albert Einstein ever win a Nobel Prize?
No.
Yes, unfortunately.
Yay!
Right.
Physics.
Yeah. Right. It's Dr. Pat's team's chance now to nominate a subject.
What are the history.
History, please.
History. What is the female equivalent of a knight? K-N-I-G-H-T.
A dame.
Correct, yes. Nominate there, Susan.
Geography.
Geography, right. What did Spain close its roads to in 1969?
Gibraltar.
Correct. Yes. nominate?
We'll go for sport and leisure on this one.
Yeah.
That's sport.
Bobby Charlton, that's the only one.
Correct.
What Midlands club interrupted Liverpool's dominance of the Football League Championship in 1980-81?
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
No.
Oh,
we've got it.
Do you want to have a go for it?
Aston Villa.
Aston Villa's correct, yes.
That's not the Midlands, that's up north.
Do we nominate?
Yes.
Science and nature.
Science and nature.
Yeah.
What would your doctor stroke to test your Babinski reflex?
Your foot.
The sole of your feet. I think that was a fix right now. Is there a doctor in the house?
Can we deduct 200 points from you?
Yeah. Right, unacceptable. We'll have another go there.
Science and nature
again. Which is the smallest, Jupiter, Earth, or Uranus?
Depends who it is.
Is this a team question or an individual question?
Oh, team question.
Earth
is correct.
Not getting any more of that.
Last question.
Here's the draw.
What?
History
question.
Come on, boys.
What kind of melons did David Livingstone find growing wild in the Cala? I'll start that again, seeing Dr. Pat's thrown a wobbler. What kind of melons did David Livingstone find growing wild in the Kalahari Desert in 1857?
Watermelon.
Correct, yes.
Any clues there, Rory? Our history's gone.
Well, that's the end of that round now.
That was interesting.
We're just looking for the score here.
155 to Susan, Owen and Tom's team. And 235 points to Pat Finan's team. Yes. 2 minute quick fire round now. All members now have a chance. The first member that shouts up gets the answer, or gets the chance to answer the question. Right, okay, here we go. What album did Candle in the Wind come from?
Cooper Albert Road.
Yep. Right, correct. To Mr. McConville there. What song goes, "There stands me wife, the idol of me life"?
Do you want your old lovey washed down?
No. No, I don't think anybody's got that. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Yes, applause. What lady has a number one in 1954 with Secret Love?
Kathy Curtin.
No.
Ruby Murray.
No.
Vera Lynn.
Brenda Lee.
No.
Brendan Grace.
No.
I'm a Cole.
Doris Day.
Doris Day is correct, yes. Which movie provided a youthful Cliff Richard with his first lead role?
The Young Ones.
Yes, correct.
Yes, we have it.
McConville.
All right. You're going to pick on me now. What is the only thing that the papers had to say in Candle in the Wind?
Goodbye, Norma Jean.
No.
I said that your body was found in the news.
Marlon's body was found in the news. Yeah. Correct, Tom. Who composed the planets?
Host!
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
What is the full title of the song, "I"? That was a hit for Shirley Bassey.
"I There Was Nothing".
Correct.
Yeah. Sorry, not incorrect. "I Who Have Nothing".
Oh, you're right about that as well. What song became Frankie Vaughan's signature tune?
That one where he kicks his legs. Moonlight.
That's the...
Moonlight and Roses.
No. It's Give Me the Moonlight. Time's up, folks, that's it. And the score at the end of that was Susan's team 190, Dr. Pat's team 270 points. We'll have another team round now, starting off with Susan's team, and we'll still keep on the musical theme here.
Keep them pumped.
Who wrote the song Woodstock?
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Wrong.
Johnny Mitchell.
What frontiersman was good to Bill Hayes?
Wild Bill Hickok?
No, do you like to take it?
Crockett.
Correct and right, yeah, he wrote it.
Yeah.
Right, Susan's team. What singing trio had 12 number one hits in the US and only one in the United Kingdom?
Peter Paul Mary?
Three Dog Night.
No. Peter Pass Paul. It over.
America.
No. Supremes. Right, Dr. Pat's team. In which year were Band of Gold, Spirit in the Sky, and I Hear You Knocking at number one hits?
1971.
No.
1970.
Correct, yes. Yay! Susan's team. What Buddy Holly song was a number two for Peter and Gordon and a number eight for Cliff Richard?
True Love Ways.
Yes, correct. Yes, yes, yes. Pat's team, what was the first track on Kim Carnes' Mistaken Identity LP?
Betty Davis Eyes.
Yes, correct, yes. Susan's team, what song peeped, gosh, all get up, how'd they get so lit up?
Grandma got run over by Santa Claus, thanks.
No. Pass it over.
Something about eyes.
Prelude to the afternoon of a sexually aroused gas mask.
Close. Close. Jeepers Creepers.
Where'd you get those people?
Yes.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Is that it? Okay, that's the end of that. Yes, well, we've got a bit of a good one here coming because Susan's team are catching up now.
Yay! With
230 points to Pat's team's 285.
Come on, team.
So I think we'll have another round of these team questions and see how things go, right? We'll start off this time with Dr. Pat. What Moody Blues album featured Visions of Paradise and Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
Seventh Sojourn?
No, pass it over.
Threshold of a Dream?
Yeah. No. In Search of the Lost Chord. Right, Susan's team. What song includes the line, 'cause love's the only thing I've plenty of, baby?
Let's think about this.
We got 15 seconds.
Can you sing it for us?
'Cause love's the only thing I've plenty of.
Time up.
Baby.
Time up.
I can't give you anything but love. But who had his first million seller in 1956? Dr. Pat.
Dr. Pat.
With his own song, I Walk the Line.
Johnny Cash.
Yes. Yes. Susan, who pedaled to number five with Les Basiquilles, Dil Bil Caesar?
It's a wonderful project.
Yes. Jerry Dorsey, better known as Engelbert Humperdinck. What duo had a hit, Dr. Pat, with Welcome Home in 1973?
Peter Lee.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And Susan, what is featured in the centre of the Eagles' Greatest Hits album cover?
This Grand Canyon.
No, pass it over.
A scorpion.
No,
hotel.
No, a bird skull. All right, what singing American actress had a hit with Where Will the Baby's Dimple Be? Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds.
No.
With the,
the normal, your big head, yeah.
And the ginger and the...
Yeah, that's,
Miss Bedlam.
No.
Counselor.
Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, wow.
What singing American actress...
No, is this
is this a past question or what?
No, your question.
Okay.
What singing American actress had a hit with... Oh, no, we had that. Sorry about that, folks. This tennis has gone down too well. What Birmingham group introduced us to Roy Wood and Carl Wayne and eventually spawned the ELO? Yeah, correct, yeah. And Dr. Pat, what group advised Rage Hard in 1986?
Frankie
Goes to Hollywood. Yes, correct. Yes, that's right. Right, last question each. Susan, who was born in Tupelo, Mississippi on 8th of January, 1935?
I don't know it. I don't know
it.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis
Presley, yeah.
Elvis knows something.
And the final team question to Dr. Pat. What group had a 1975 album cover in blue with a type of mermaid stretched across rocks?
Roxy Music.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Well, we just caught up the score now, folks. The scores in that round, Susan's team, 260 points, but Pat Canan's away ahead again with 345 points. So, an individual round and then a quick fire. Individual round and pop then. We'll start off with Dr. Pat this time.
Impressive on this pop music gear.
Dr. Pat, what famous R&B label did Leonard and Phil Chess form?
Chess Record.
Oh my God, you got a... Susan Charles, who in 1937 were the first female group to have a million seller?
1937?
Seven, yeah.
Yeah, my mum told me about them.
You gave me the record last week.
The Beverly Sisters?
No, pass. I'll put it open now to everybody.
The Andrew Sisters.
Who's the Andrew Jolly Sisters? Sisters. Barry got it there. The Andrew Sisters, yes. Nick Richards, what white singer covered Fats Domino's Ain't That a Shame on both sides of the pond?
Cliff Richard.
No. Christy Moore.
I'll put it open everybody.
Shirley Bassey.
No.
We're not sure white she's singer. White.
It's white male singer. Have to be.
They're giving an answer.
Dave Edmonds.
No. Before that.
Elvis Presley.
No.
Sam Stevenson.
Tom Gribben.
Tommy Mackin. Kevin Flynn.
Who was it?
No, it was Pat Boone. Nobody got that one. Owen Barry. What American group had their Summer in the City and a Daydream in the charts?
Well,
come on, Malcolm.
Ah, don't pressure me.
Loving Spoonful.
Correct, yes. Con McConville.
Yeah, don't give me a hard one here.
Oh, this is right up your... This one is right up your street. What was the title of the Wurzel spoof cover version of Melanie's Brand New Key?
Brand New Combine Harvester.
Combine Harvester, yes, correct. And a real easy one here, again, for Mr. Hardy. Which Rolling Stone first went out with Anita Pallenberg?
Hey, you, Keith Richards.
No, Brian Jones. Jones.
Yeah, but Keith Richards stole it later.
Right. Yeah, that's dead on.
We knew it.
Right, again, Mr. Pat Canan. What word begins song titles that are completed by Off Clubs, Off Hearts, and Off the Hop?
Duke. Queen.
No.
Queen.
Queen is correct.
Queen. Over here.
Yeah, that's yeah, but that's for Tom. Right. Susan, what Gershwin tune recalls London weather?
Singing in the Rain?
Nope.
Foggy Day.
Foggy Day is right, yeah. Nick Richards, what happy song from The King and I notes, while shivering in my shoes, I strike a careless pose?
George Michael's I Want Your Sex.
Anybody? I whistle a happy tune. Owen Barry, what soldier's body did thousands of mourners flock to see at A.R. Leake's funeral home in 1964?
Oh,
1964?
Yeah, 64.
No,
I know it.
We'll sing it for
you.
No, it wasn't.
Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke is correct, yeah. Con McConville, what indispensable accessories to rock concerts do WEM and Hi Watt make?
Amplifiers.
Well, speakers. Did that just say, yeah, that's okay. I'll give you that one. And to Tom Hardy.
Your redundancy papers. P45 in a Dunn store sweatshirt.
What word is missing from this song title? Nothing but a house party.
Ain't.
Correct, yes.
No one would.
And a final round now to Dr. Pat again. Oh, Dr. Pat. What did doctors discover, Doctor, on Bing Crosby's vocal cords in 1931 that later helped produce his distinctive sound?
Frank Sinatra's shoes.
brilliant answer. Brilliant answer, but I'll pass it over.
Can we give nodules here?
I was going to say.
Same thing. Give it to Hardy.
5 points each.
You should have kept. Stum.
He's never going to come back, though, was it?
No.
Pat's
going
to give him Frank Sinatra's shoes away.
Susan.
What?
What implement gives flamenco dancers the clap?
Not using a condom.
What implements give flamenco dancers the clap?
Castanets.
Oh,
Fishnets.
Nick Richard, who wrote Memphis, Tennessee?
Conferring some conferring. No. There is.
No, you're shocking loads of accusations across here.
Who wrote Memphis, Tennessee?
Raspberries. Shucks, raspberries.
Tune in.
Time up.
Oh, I just said Chuck Berry.
Too late.
Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Sorry for that, Nick. Owen Barry.
The size of
who looks sweet upon the seat of a bicycle made for two?
That's a good question.
Keep quiet.
Daisy.
Is that a clue, Susan?
I'm so crazy, all for the love of you.
We've all been
stylish marriage.
Yeah. 20 bicycle made for two.
No, Daisy, sorry. Con McConville. What Broadway musical offered such items as The Rumble, Cool, and Dance at the Gym?
You know what, Jimmy? I haven't
had
a clue.
Pass it over.
42nd Street?
No, West Side Story. Right, the last question of this particular round to Tom Hardy.
Oh my goodness.
Again.
What songs thanks all the girls I've once caressed?
Oh yeah.
How long
I've been stitched up.
All the girls I've once caressed.
All the girls I've loved before.
All the girls I've loved before.
Yes, correct. Yeah. That's the end of that round. The points at the end of that now are Susan's team 335 points, but Pat's team 405 points. Four-minute quickfire round, and here we go. Who wrote the Ivor Novello award-winning Froggy song, We All Stand Together?
Con McConville.
Con McConville's team.
Whose big hit whose big hit Yours was also a success for Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberle with the, it says Eberle here, with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra.
Tom should get this.
Dry Blackthorn Cider.
Correct, fair enough.
Very well.
73 points for the team.
Yeah. Who claimed on disc in 1966, It's a Man's World?
James Brown.
Correct, yes. Oh, yeah. What song notes teardrops rolling down my face trying to forget my feelings of love? Forget it, feelings. What venerable dance master described Michael Jackson as a wonderful mover?
Fred Astaire.
Correct, yes.
Brilliant.
And what follows in brackets in the title of Phil Collins' song Against All Odds?
Take a look at me now.
Correct, yes. Good man, Con. What orchestra leader was born in Clarinda, Iowa on the 1st of March 1904?
Barry White.
Glenn Miller,
correct there. What did Sammy Davis Jr. lose in the 1954 car?
Aye.
Correct. What was Tom Jones's first hit and number one?
It's Not Unusual.
Correct. Owen Barry, yes. What very rare chart feat did both Two Tribes and Do You Know It's Christmas achieve?
Number one, 2 years.
Yes, correct. What kind of shoes do official Elvis Presley doll sport?
Blue.
Blue suede shoes, right, Mr. McConville. What Motown man wrote Brian Poole and the Tremolos' number one, Do You Love Me?
Smokey Robinson.
No.
Barry Gordon.
Barry Gordon is correct, Barry, Susan. Yeah. What do troubles melt like when Dorothy sings Over the Rainbow?
Lemon drops.
Lemon drops, right, yes. What song goes, Hello Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again?
Sounds of silence.
What record label did Elvis Presley use?
RCA.
What is Stephen McCrelly's instrument?
Yeah,
we all know about that one. What Beatles LP cover did Bass's producer Klaus Voormann win awards for designing?
Robert Hall.
No.
Abbey Road.
No.
The White Album.
No.
The White Album.
Revolver.
Revolver is correct. Right. What girl is there none so classy as this fair lassie?
Susie.
What song won Perry Como his 1959 Best Male Vocal Performance
and
Grammy Award?
Soul.
What?
And I Love
No.
Soul.
Perry Como.
His 1959 Best Male Vocal Performance.
2000 commercial.
Catch a Falling Star. You're all too young here. What finger was Dickie Valentine pointing at number one in 1955?
The sticky one.
Third finger.
Finger of suspicion. Shut up, you.
Close.
Who released the 75 LP Acid Queen?
Alice Cooper.
Nope.
No.
Acid Queen?
Tina Turner. What word starts song titles that ends in the way and shook up?
All.
Correct, yes. That's the end of it now. Woo! And the final score tonight is Susan, Tom and Owen's team, 400 points, but Pat Canan's team, 570 big ones.
Have a nice Christmas.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
This is all over. You can go back to drinking now.
Probably peed yourself.
Thick idiots, you're not doing too bad.
Let's not forget Mr. Johnston, who suffered the indignity of being substituted. Wolves are giving 15,000 more grey hairs this evening. By the sheer virtue of his driving abilities.
Pattons of Monaghan announced their great winter sale starting Thursday, the 29th of December. They have amazing reductions in their DIY range. Toys, carpets, electrical and hi-fi, plus china and all household items. Look out for special blue spot bargains throughout the store. Pattons of Monaghan have more in store.
Madison's Deer Park is the place to be.
Madison.
Every Thursday is late night disco. Admission only £2.50.
Madison.
Don't miss the sensational Madison Disco Club every Saturday, 8:01.
Madison.
Madison's Deer Park is the place to be.
Thinking of buying a hi-fi? If so, make sure you get it right first time with Technics Hi-Fi, Japan's number one manufacturer. Superb Technics remote twin cassette MIDI system, now only £299. Technics remote control programmable CD players, now £179. And beautifully built separate amplifiers, cassette decks and tuners from an incredible £99 each. Make sure you get top quality and value. See and hear the superb Technics Hi-Fi range. Mention KISS FM and receive a Technics compilation disc free with your Technics CD purchase. Technics for music lovers. Now available at CW Titterington, Bow Street, Lisburn, and Aston Audio, 17 Hillhead Road, Dundonald.
You know the value of quality, and you know just where to find it now.
Chicago, the quality clothing specialist for 16 to 25-year-olds. Their monster post-Christmas sale starting Tuesday the 27th of December has massive reductions in all stock. Everything is on sale and everything must go. Catch these amazing offers at any of Chicago's branches throughout the province. Chicago's monster sale prices cannot be beaten anywhere. Check it out at Chicago.
When you know the value of quality, you know just where to find it.
Hope you enjoyed the brain of Ulster 1988, or should we say the fossilized brain of Ulster 1988. It is now time on the Canaan Family Christmas for the last episode in the non-ending soap opera series, Let the Blood Run Free.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Let the Blood Run Free, the medicated soap opera brought to you live from the casualty ward of St. Christopher's Hospital. In the last gripping episode, Matron Dorothy Conniving Bitch once again schemed to become the hospital's new administrator. 24 hours later, she is still scheming.
Plotty, plot, plot, tricky, trick, trick. Ha! I think it's time for evil plot number 324. Paging Dr. Good, Dr. Ray Good to the administrator's office.
Good morning, Matron.
Huh?
Another happy day of caring for the sick and ridding the world of bed sores and leprosy.
Right. I've got a bit of news I'd like to impart to you. I am with child.
What do you mean?
I'm well and truly up the spout.
Oh, Matron, you're going to have a baby. Who's the father?
You are.
Matron, don't be ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous, Ray?
Well, the idea of our coital areas being together is absurd, Matron.
You silly doctor. You don't need to do that to have babies anymore. They have test tubes now. Don't you remember your visit to the sperm bank?
You didn't.
Oh, yes, I did, Ray. You went to the sperm bank and made rather a large deposit. Then I snuck in and made a withdrawal. And then I made another deposit, and now there's lots of interest.
Why are you doing this, Matron?
Why? I'll tell you why, Ray. I'll forget about the baby if you don't apply for the job of administrator. I want it, and it should be mine.
Well, you're too late, Matron.
What?
I've already applied.
Bam!
One day, Matron, good will triumph over your nastiness.
Get out, Ray! You'll get yours, Dr. Raymond Good. Dr. Bedroom Eyes, what are you doing up here in the administrator's office?
Planning the decor for when I take possession. Hmm. What about you?
I won't beat about the bush, Stuart. I'm preggers.
Hey, look, I'd like to help you out with your problem, Dorothy. Mm. But I've got a big game of golf in 20 minutes.
Stuart, you're the father.
I couldn't be.
Well, you are.
Of course, maybe the last staff party. Mm. Well, I can always join the boys at the 19th hole. I'll fix you up right away.
You don't seem to understand, Stuart. I'm going to keep the baby unless you withdraw your application for the job of administrator.
Listen, I've bought off far too many board members to turn back now.
Oh.
Personally, I can't see them hiring a pregnant woman for the job anyway.
Oh.
You should have been more careful.
Oh, bum, bum, bummy buttocks.
Meanwhile, in the St. Christopher's ambulance, Rhino Charger runs a dozen red lights and throws the turbocharged E.K. Holden into overdrive.
Rhino Mad Dog Charger to St. Christopher's. Come in, St. Christopher's. I'm coming in on a 10-4-22 with a 699er. Got a Big Daddy 44 on my back and a fried egg over easy through the Slim Jim elevator tunnel. Pieces of eight down low and a head like a racing tadpole. Over and out. Roger. Roger, Woodward.
I'm sorry, sir, but the number you've called has been disconnected.
Bugger it. Listen, babe, can you give St. Christopher's Hospital a bell and tell him I'm bringing in a badly wounded Boy Scout? He's got an axe impaled in his head and he's lost a couple of legs, but I think we can save his tuckle. Rhino Charger, over and out.
Can the dedicated doctors and nurses of St. Christopher's save the young Boy Scout? And where are his missing legs? Who
can be responsible for such a horrifying act of violence?
Kiss FM.
Well, I don't know. You can find out in the next blood-curdling episode of Let the Blood Run Free.
Lies, lies.
My goodness. I'll tell you something, Pat Cunnan, that's something you'll never hear the end of.
I know that. Can we hazard a guess as to how it actually finishes?
Well, where's the helicopter?
Miles, a spaceship has just landed by remote control to actually pick him up.
What is that noise?
The conclusion of our last item this evening. You'd better introduce it. The both of you are responsible. I am responsible as well.
I feel like that fella on the TV last night.
Dennis Norton.
That's it. Insipid Burke.
Everybody was responsible for this because over the 9 months that we've been here,
can you turn that helicopter off, please? Thank you.
Well, I can take it out of shot ever so slightly.
All sorts of commercials, promos, and various anorak blags have been recorded, right? And for everything that goes right, various things go wrong.
Like 90% of it.
And we've kept them.
Good stuff.
A brief word of explanation here. This is something like the radio version of It'll Be All Right on the Night, only all the little bits were kept by one man, Roland Burke Cunnan. He is about to embarrass us, so I'll say no more at this point.
We'll just let Miles spin the tape.
Marley's Hire, Moyro and Porter Down have a vast range of equipment to make that DIY job so much easier. We hire mini diggers. Do you want a more punchier, more thud? Take it again. Take three.
Katie's Big Spring Sale is now on. So don't miss these unbelievable bargains now at Katie's
Now, where am I going to put this 9-foot-high postcard?
All you have to do is write down the telephone number and send it to us on a postcard.
Or a bloody sealed-down envelope. Shit. I've got something stuck up my nose.
Rocket through space on...
I can't keep this up.
Cullen's World of Entertainment. Over-the-top shooting galleries, side stalls, your favourite disco music, and over 10,000 lights!
Yeah, I've never done a Red Corner shop ad. I'll loosen a couple of buttons here. I'll loosen my trousers.
It's horrible.
I'm gonna have to get rid of this fly.
Heaton's for style in your home today.
The celebration reopening at Heaton's of Monaghan is now on, and every purchase entitles you to a free howly draw.
As it's a few weeks since we had Rory Gallagher on the show, we now have him now. For Jesus.
103.7 Kiss FM. Music still to come includes the new Prince single, plus how a kiss and a cuddle can actually burn up calories to get you into shape for the summer ahead.
Right, Marty and Dave.
Fergal.
Sorry. No frog down here, man. There's a horse and cart.
Get this man a coffin.
No, cremation. Cremation.
The Audio Centre has special offers on MIDI Hi-Fi.
Another Kiss FM crazy night with the Kiss FM disc jockeys. Playing your favourite floor dance. Playing your dance for...
Club every Wednesday, Friday and Saturday from 9 p.m. with the latest light and laser show in Ireland. So get in on the... Get in... Who wrote action? Because it looks like nation, you know? So get into Club on the National Health. If you're over 85, you have to have a free bus pass as well. So get in on the... I think I'm wasting my time in here, do you know that? Club, where you can acquire socially transmitted diseases and purchase condoms. Our fun pubs and steakhouse are open 7 nights for leisurely enjoyment of salmonella from Club. I wonder, does Miles ever buy food in this place? Let's get out of here. I want to try some of the hors d'oeuvres in the form of a pint, maybe. Like, I'm sure the place is a kip. They're paying money, I know, but it's not my style. I'll just try it one more time, right? In all seriousness. Club with the latest light and laser show in Ireland. In other words, they've got a 30-watt bulb in the jacks. Oh, man. You know, this is sort of painful psychologically. It's really detrimental to my form of well-being to advertise for a disco with a script which is so patently insincere, you know.
It's the tortured artist effect. I can't do it.
Award-winning chef de cuisine? That's a difficult one. Award-winning chef... Award-winning chef...
Sun Seals there with Going Home. After our next track, we'll go into our feature... Hound Dog Taylor.
Stateside, Donegal Pass, Belfast. Stateside, live fast and... Oh, my God. Stateside, live fast. Die hard and stay hard and ride fast.
I was like that on the air today. I was going, come on, man. 103.7.
Stop looking at me. Bring a little bit of Italy home to your family tonight. About 5'6", long dark hair and big brown eyes.
Hello. Why not you try a traditional Italian? Okay, I take the pepperoni special.
I really can't do an Italian accent on this, not at all. Well, why don't you try our traditional Italian crispy-based special pizza?
Okay, punk. I take the pepperoni special.
Right, madam. Bevan.
Bevan.
Right, madam. Go, tell him to go away. That was too much now.
So bloody critical. Like an old woman in there.
Sunday, the 17th of July, sees Monaghan versus Tyrone in the Ulster final in Clonus. And after the match, follow the football team and the hooligans back to the f***s and experience another great night of disco entertainment. Watch all the hooligans kick the shit out of John Friday. Sunday, the 17th of July, sees the...
The anniversary sale goes on. He's getting outtakes here like mad.
That was a number there for Hooja Who's In Drunk by Albert Collins.
Open till 9, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and blah, blah, blah.
Gotcha. Would you say, going on to something else here now for a moment, would you say that it's basically that the purpose of most bands would be, most Irish bands these days would be to, do you think that their main purpose would be to secure a recording deal or to make themselves really widely known through live performances?
You're a winner, kid.
Shit, really? What if I won?
A night out with John Friday and his follies, all in the one bed.
Hello?
Hello, Tom. Did you remember that you're still working here?
Shit.
Join in the Hawaiian hijinks at the Kiss FM Crazy Hawaiian Aloha Pokey Pokey Night. Be there, if for no other reason to find out what the hell a Pokey Pokey is.
Hello, darlings.
I'm not in the mood tonight, Roland.
Now that you've found the right partner... Find the right condom.
Enjoy the crack every Friday with G&T. Enjoy the f***ing...
I was going to yell it out, Patty's in there. Chicago.
Patty, get your hands out from underneath that.
Ferguson Flowers!
Did you get the Doppler effect? I got it in here. Ferguson Flowers!
Hello there.
Hello there.
McIntyre Brothers, massive 18th... Keep wanting to say century for some reason. The great McIntyre Brothers 18th anniversary.
What was the, was it like... da-da-dun-dun-da-dun-da-dun-dun? Was it that kind of...
And the tape's not on, thank God for that. This fabulous offer, even... Oh, darlings, this fabulous offer.
This hair-raising offer lasts only for the month of November. I feel a right wally.
Can't we get that guy from the Stuarts on TV? Oh, no, super crazy prices, that insipid Burke. Sorry, no offence intended.
That's a cracker, that one.
This is not me, Roland.
If you like the car, you love the deal.
The words are not coming out tonight. Here we go, take three, action.
Welcome, Mr. Wally, sweetheart. Welcome, Mr. Wally, sweetheart.
Celebrate the studio celebrate.
And I am.
That's on the outtakes.
Studio Kiss at the Four Seasons Hotel Monaghan.
Monaghan, sorry, come back again.
Anyway, I'll consider their offers, sweethearts. And if they really want me, I'll let them grovel a little.
ring in the new year in their ballroom with an Indian
Turn the
f***ing
thing down!
My thanks to Roland for putting it all together and getting it all together. Thank you, Roland Burke, come on.
Thank you. As Tom says, turn the bleeping thing down. That's what we're doing on Friday, actually.
We most certainly are.
For the time being. We'll be back. That's it from the Canaan family Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.